Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going overseas this morning, coronavirus cases are spiking in China. Tom Rivers is joining us. Tom, it's because they're changing the way that cases are diagnosed?
Exactly. So it's not just, you know, oh my gosh, it's really taken off now. We're getting a kind of a normal, if you will, flow and trend. But in the past, to this stage, they only included people on the list of cases if they came back with a positive lab result. Now, based upon a person going to a clinic, maybe has, you know, pretty severe flu, maybe pneumonia-like symptoms, they're now immediately putting that person on the list before they get confirmation from any lab tests. So, yes. It looks like the numbers are really taking off, but no, they're including more people that potentially, and in some cases, may very well have coronavirus.
And Tom, it seems part of the problem stems from the way China handled this from the beginning. The doctor who tried to sound the warning, now one of the victims of this coronavirus. But the fact that they didn't really want the information out there may have helped this disease to spread as far as it has so far.
Exactly. You know, time really was of the essence. If this was nipped in the bud, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the world learned about this, containment would have been, you know, a much easier job. Looking today, also some stats specifically from Hubei province, where all of this is taking place. People now that have coronavirus among the medical community, 1,716 medical workers infected there. Of those six have died treating people there in the very epicenter, I guess, of the virus.
And Tom, on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off of Yokohama, Japan, cases have been increasing there. And now we're hearing that they're going to start taking what they think are healthier passengers off the ship.
It's a different approach.
Right.
And the fact now they've got, what, if you add it all up, we're getting up to around 218 people now that have tested positive on that ship. And I think the thinking is the fact that they're keeping these people on the ship, in essence, is becoming a breeding incubator. So more and more people, by definition, are going to catch it there. So they're going to try to, if a person's coming off the ship, has a test, and it shows a negative result, they're going to let them off. Because if you leave them on the ship, the thinking is eventually they're going to be catching this anyway. So, separate the positives from the negatives on the ship. We'll see how it pans out. It's a tough call either way.
Right. All right, Tom, thanks for that update. Tom Rivers joining us from the Foreign Desk. A lot of people thought they should have been doing that, you know, from the beginning, taking the healthy passengers off the ship, but they're starting to do that now.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.